Of course, one of my early heroes was Wordsworth, who senses something in nature that is not exactly divine, but it's deeper than the human being. There was this wonderful old Chinese man, and he was saying, "Now, you Americans, you're always going to cathedrals in Washington, you know, to look for the divine. Now, if you just worshipped a little a bush in your backyard, it would save you a lot of money." And I said, "The problem is, if you're going to translate Garcia Lorca, what you need to know is not Spanish, it's English. Imagination is the door to the raven's house, so we are already blessed. The one nail that fell from the shoe lit the way for Newton to get home from the fair." Oh, that's wild. I mean, I don't know where that came from. Huge spiritual forces are involved in our planet who are not particularly fond of human beings. And as you get older, I think you have more of a sense of that. And ominous things are taking place. One of the major things that's happened is television has dumped junk into the minds of the young. What'll it be like to live in a country where no one reads? And now the adults have simply copped out from their responsibility, become children themselves. There's something insane about empire itself. What you're witnessing is a loss, losses of what our grandfathers and grandmothers knew. One of those is reading. Poetry is a reminder. It's a small thing. But it insists on the important things in life. One of the things I love about the Islamic world is the amount of praise that's in it. That's one problem with philosophers. They don't laugh enough. I love it. I mean, I feel that there's some way in which, as the mind gets more mature, it's able to dance a little in the midst of a lot of grief.